is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am talking to you because you are an exceptional American. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Another fast-moving news day. If you're following national elections, hello. Yeah, there was one. Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. A whippersnapper, I guess you can say. That's one of the older terms around for a young'un. 30-year-old young'un in Georgia was going to, a Democrat was going to fill the seat, hopefully with enough votes. Boy, that the entertainment industry, everybody was all behind this guy. Well, he didn't take the election. They have to go to a runoff later on. I think it's in June. So the Democrat did not win. The Republicans, because there are many, actually did win. So there's 11 Republicans. Talk about diluting the vote and spreading the field out. 11 Republicans in a primary versus, I think, one Democrat. I mean, what is wrong with that picture, Republicans? Get your act together, I guess, is the big question, isn't it? I mean, truly, get your act together, Republicans. But anyway, the Republicans won. I'm bringing this out, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this because it's desperation on the Democrat side. They thought because Hillary Clinton won Georgia, lost Georgia 47-48 to Trump, that apparently now she has license to win everything that she loses in the future, or the Democrats do. They're going to win everything that Hillary lost in the future, right? Now, and again, can we count the votes in Georgia? Let's count them in California to see how accurate that was. Anyway, just to sort of chime in to say that, well, the Republicans are still on top. And none of this stuff, this blowback, this rebound that they're talking about, how everybody hates Trump, this whole trumped up charge against him about the Russians and everything else. This is the brouhaha. Guess what? It's all fading fast for the Democrats. And this is what they're struggling with, of course. They're absolutely struggling with the fact that they're not in power, but they are getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. So those charges, as now keep in mind, what's happening is that the president and his administration are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. They are strengthening from within, because what's happening is all those Obama bureaucrats, so many that were hired and loyal to the Muslim president Obama, guess what? They're being replaced. It takes a long time in bureaucracies, I can tell you. Usually it's about a four-year period by which you can really turn it around. That's why everybody, you know, is sitting there thinking, is he going to be a one-term president? Of course, every other word with the Democrats in response to that now is they just have one word. That's impeachment. That's all they have. They are struggling, and God bless them. Perhaps in their struggle, they can learn how to be civil again. Oh, did I say that? I used to know many Democrats that were very civil people. I don't know many Democrats that call themselves Democrats that are civil people. Actually, most of those Democrats that I know today have gone to the Trump side. It's almost like the dark side, right? For the Democrats, of course it is. The Republican Party, the conservatives, I'm going to say that, not in all states like California, the Republican Party in California, good Republicans, a lot, their leadership is totally corrupt in California, totally corrupt in California. They're in bed with all the unions. They're in bed with the Democrats. They're in bed with the criminals. That's true. That's the leadership of the Republican Party in California, not the other. There's a lot of good, strong Republican conservatives and Tea Party caucus folks in California. That's not meant at them. And they know exactly what I'm talking about. The corruption at the top of the Republican Party in California has given, and of course, you have to be bought out, bring in some big money. Mutual of Omaha. No. Not Mutual of Omaha. How about, who is it, the guy who's out in Omaha? Warren Buffett, maybe? Money from Buffett? No, he couldn't be one of those guys. Even though he's really good buddies with who? President Barack Hussein Obama. So anyway, a lot of those Democrats that I was talking about have gone to the conservative side. It's really amazing to see. And they lean that way. It's amazing that I've, in the last year, been able to talk to so many Democrats that are, well, no longer Democrats. They're conservatives. Even going to Tea Party. A Democrat going to a Tea Party meeting? God forbid. You ought to try it sometime. It's pretty interesting, Tea Parties. Anyway, other things that are happening, for those of you that are into the Oroville Dam thing, we have worldwide listenership on this. It's really interesting. Looking at our videos, listening to our radio show, getting emails, and please feel free to email me, paul@agenda21radio.news. or paul@a21r.com. Our website is agenda21radio.news, and you can also go there by going to a21r.com. We have listeners all around the world and people really wanting to get answers to what is truly going on at Oroville, the Oroville Dam situation and all the things that are happening there, because it is quite a catastrophe. There's no doubt about it. It is a catastrophe. However, they have come up with a company now that is going to, well, fix the problem in the spillway. How about the problem with the dam? How about those leaks behind the dam? Oh, I'm sure they're thinking, well, we can fix those. By next year, they're going to have this all done. Well, actually, by the November of this year, they're going to have this all done. Okay. That would be great. Let's see. Right now is the end of April, pretty much. So you have May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So you have 5-7 months to do this? Okay, that's, you know, good things can happen, and I wish him the best. I guess the question is, when you rush things like this, what is the integrity going to be like, and are we going to have an integrity issue that we had with the spillway to begin with? But, you know, this is the thing about Oroville. And we're definitely going to be talking about this later today. This is the thing about the Oroville Dam disaster, in that what we have is a situation where we have this disaster, and now we're getting the reports about the disaster. Well, we're not getting all the reports and we're not getting all the details. No, because national security reasons. Oh, by the way, did I mention that the company that got the bid is Kiewit Company, an Infrastructure West company it's called. Kiewit Infrastructure West Company. The bid was, or the winning bid came in at $275 million. And, of course, there's going to be overrides on that. We know that. That's just part of the gig. But they're going to keep all the details of that project secret. We won't know what's going on there. They're going to say security reasons, national security reasons. Really? Yeah, they're afraid of terrorists. I'm afraid of Jerry Brown. I'm not afraid of terrorists tearing up the dam. Oh, no, it's kind of interesting. The day of 9/11, I was in Oroville, September 11th, 2001. And I had a staff member come up to me and say, oh, they're going to blow the dam up. And I said to the staff member, really? She said, terrorists are going to blow the dam up. And I said, no. I said, terrorists are not going to blow the dam up. I said, they'd have to have a couple of maybe one or two thermal nuclear devices to really kind of complete the deal. To which she shook her head and she goes, the terrorists aren't going to blow it up? I said, no. I said, it's just a dam. Well, dams are people too, Jerry Brown. They need love and attention. You know, the love and attention you never gave it. We're not going to let you forget that one, Jerry. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.com. news, a21r.com. Both addresses will get you there. Paul at a21r.com. Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com /agenda21 is our sponsor for the show today. Also, Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095. Again, 1-800-711-5095. And the Liberty Tour coming up this Saturday. You do not want to miss out on the Liberty Tour. Go to the website, click on the icon that says Liberty Tour on the right-hand side, and that will get you the information you need about the Liberty Tour. It's going to be fantastic. Scott Cahill is going to be here in town, and I know this is big to a lot of people, in town talking about what? The dam. Yeah, you know, he's going to give us all the details, especially, I'm sure, about the contractor who won the bid, and will they be able to complete the task by November 1st? Maybe they will, but what will that look like is the big question. Okay, the other day, I hearkened back into my career of 41 years in education, 26 of it, I think, as a school administrator. Well, you know, there's a little hitch in the giddy-up. Well, not really. It's the past coming back to haunt me, I guess you can say, from all of my years dealing with gangs in Southern California, Northern California, nationally, being asked to be an advisor to certain states. Oddly enough, Georgia was one of them. Back in the day when gangs were starting to spread throughout the United States. You know, back in the day, 20 years ago, you didn't have a lot of gangs. I mean, real street gangs like you have from Central and South America and Southern California and all that stuff that were roaming the streets of your cities today. And so people would call me because I was into gangs and stuff, and I knew all about gangs. And, well, not all. I mean, you know, the experience with dealing with them. La Raza. Bloods and Crips and Beast Mob. I mean, you can go down the whole list of Nazis, yes. And, you know, those kind of gangs, violent criminals, people who wanted to kill you, that sort of thing. Yeah. Or what, just because you wore a certain color, they'd kill you. But, you know, the situation has now arisen where we have these gangs nationally. And I was out there in the 90s trying to tell people, hey, dudes, dudettes, the gangs are coming to your towns too. So that's why people from other policing agencies and school districts from around the nation would call me and seek my advice, and I'd give it to them about, you know, certain things you don't want to do. And boy, I got, you know, they would have the gang problem. They didn't know how to handle the gang problem. And so they would try and apply their own laws. They would try love and all this other good stuff. And they didn't understand you need to have a firm hand. You hate that, and things need to be spelled out clear. And then there needs to be a response that is backed up by the police. Yeah, there's some basics they didn't understand. They didn't understand things like the colors, flying your colors, the tattoos, all the things that go along with that, the turf, the territory, the recruiting that gangs do, actively recruiting people, the taking over of even some schools where you see phenomena such as, which goes on here in Northern California, the phenomena still going on of Sureños taking over Norteño schools. Yeah, it's. And those that understand that clearly got the point that I just came up with. I know some people don't totally get this, but what the thing that had to happen, and apparently it has happened now, is denial. We don't have a gang problem here. You see those guys with all the tattoos over there, and they're flipping me off right now. I'm a school administrator, and I'm standing there looking at them, and they're yelling various Hispanic, Mexican terms, slang at me. Profanities. No, those guys, they're not gang members. And, you know, they are all wearing red, and the other group over there, they're all wearing blue. And our school colors happen to be gold and black. There's nothing wrong with that picture. Now, is there? Oh, and by the way, it seems to me that the population of those wearing blue, it's starting to grow over those that are wearing red over there. A phenomena that I would notice on my campus. See, this is the kind of stuff where I would come in and say, well, you know, you got a real gang presence coming on there. This is, let's say, a school in South Carolina. So you got real gang. This is 20 years ago conversation. I'm taking you back. And they said, no, we don't. We don't have a gang problem. I said, well, hey, how many people, on a percentage basis, how many people do you have in your school that are wearing all blue and your colors are gold and black? oh, there's a lot of people who wear blue, and they wear these, they've got these bandanas, and they wear their bandanas out. Really? Really? I said, I bet they have their shirts all tucked out, too, and they button their shirts from the top, and they just kind of flare out. Oh, yeah, they do that, too. What about the hairnets? Oh, the boys wear hairnets. Well, really? And they'd say, we don't have a gang problem here. I said, how many fights do you have on campus? Oh, a lot. And it's, we're getting more suspensions from, really? So, how many drugs? Oh, drugs, yeah. But you don't have a drug or gang problem now, do you? No, we don't. I don't even know why I'm calling you. My principal told me to call you to get some advice. Let me talk to the principal. That would be my conversation to an administrator who wanted to know what was really going on in their school. And I'd say to them, okay, listen, I want to cut through to the chase so I don't waste my time and you don't get your time wasted. You have a serious gang problem on your campus, Mr. Principal. Let's talk to your superintendent so you kind of get the picture. Oh, we don't want to do that because we don't have a gang problem. Well, then why'd you call me? You see, this is the kind of conversation I used to have with school officials in other parts of the country. Well, let's see now. New York City, you've always had gangs. Of course, you know how to deal with gangs in New York City style there. But here, in, you know, John Q. Public, apple pie and milk and cookie land, we don't have gang problems. Of course you do. There's been a worldwide caliphate of gangs that has been going on and growing over the last 30-some years. And they come in very subtly, and you don't see them. And first, you're in denial until all of a sudden it really gets violent, and then all of a sudden you have to break it down because some wise police officer or law enforcement officer or school official who's wedded with the gang experience has to declare, we have a gang problem. Oh, that knifing that was down. I was at a school one time. I was a visitor at a school. And they asked me to come and speak to them kind of informally about their gang situation. This is in California. And I walk on campus, and I could see it as bright as day. And I said to them, I said, well, you know, I hate to break it to you, but you really do. And this is why. And I started to break it down. This is no joke. So we're sitting there. It's a little after lunchtime when you can kind of gather everybody up and, you know, that sort of thing. And there's a thing that comes over the radio and says, oh, everybody has to go down such and such street. Some of our students are involved in a fight, really. So they all roll down there, and I kind of take my car and cruise down and kind of shadow it. It was a major gang fight going on. A person was stabbed. So they got everything all settled down, and I waited and everything. Police were there. They were called. I waited until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon after they cleaned up the mess. And I just said to them, opening, there's about 10 of them in the room. I said, opening, I said, so is there anybody in here convinced now? I said, I didn't bring the gangsters down here to back up my point. You have a gang problem. And sure enough, it was gang related. The police even said, it's gang related. Get over it. The police were frustrated with the school because they weren't addressing the basic issue of colors and why wearing colors is a criminal act and should be, especially if you are found to be a gangster. And it should be elevated to that. You have to have school rules, and you have to have procedure. This is the ignorance of people that are into the gang thing that want to have denial, first of all. They want to have school pride, and we don't have gangs here. Hello, Mr. President, can you come down to room 504? We have a stabbing here. Really? What color is the blood? But we don't have gang problems. That's the denial has got to stop for gangs all around the nation. And this is the point of all this. Jeff Sessions, he says that MS-13 gangs should be designated a terrorist organization. He's absolutely correct. Denial over.
Yeah! A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
The world of denial when it comes to street gangs is what we're talking about. Yep, the world of denial. Drugs, alcohol, gangs, denial. What? Drugs, alcohol, gang, denial. I mean, how can you separate those out? So Jeff Sessions has come up with a wild notion that I support thoroughly. And I don't know why we haven't done this years ago. Well, 8 years ago, never would have happened, because the terrorist in chief, President Barack Hussein Obama. No, I don't want to mix up the other terrorist sub-chief, Jerry Brown. Oh, he's an environmental terrorist. We're not talking about the street gang. Although he turns a blind eye to the cartels. Wink, wink, nod, nod. It was Jerry Brown Jr. who did away with certain programs by the Department of Justice when he first became governor of California in 2010. You probably didn't know that. It's 2007. Might as well just go ahead and out poor Jerry as the terrorist and sub-chief. Hey, you know, all these people who wanted to clean up the cartels in California, everybody in law enforcement wanted to do it before Jerry Brown became governor. Oh, yeah, and it was working. We were stomping out the cartel marijuana grows in California. And then along comes Moonbeam. Just a little ray of moonbeam on you. And guess what? He did away with several of the departments in the Department of Justice that dealt directly with the cartels. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, I said to some of my friends at the time, because I was deeply involved as a school administrator at the time, I said, doesn't this seem like an act of terrorism? Jerry Brown doing away with certain law enforcement entities that would impact the cartels. Just the way the JAIR works. The sub-chief, we're going to call him the sub-chief terrorist, Governor Jerry Brown. Now, he could become the chief of all chiefs if the dam breaks. You know, Orville, the dam that he's neglected, he's in denial about. Well, he's going to claim denial, but no, they have another excuse for why the dam failed. No, it wasn't Jerry Brown at all. It wasn't neglect. It was a design flaw. We failed to mention in that statement, of course, and we will mention it here on Agenda 21 Radio, that the design flaw has been known for a long time. In fact, he was first made aware of it back in 1977 on his first term as governor. Yeah, following the earthquake of 1975, and then all the other design flaws. And why, for the last 10 years, Jer, has that dam failed to be certified for proper certification to even function? Under you, Jerry. You've had the warnings. You've had the inspections. They've been given to you. You've done nothing. Neglect, Jerry, is what we're talking about. Let's not call it denial. Let's just call it neglect. And, of course, we could say that in this conversation about MS-13, who should be a terrorist organization, and Jerry probably doesn't like that because of the cartel activity surrounding MS-13. Probably not, and I bet the cartels don't like it either. Sessions, MS-13 gang should be designated as a terrorist group. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the MS-13 gang could be designated as a terrorist organization. Asked by Fox News' Tucker Carlson on Tuesday whether he thinks the designation would be helpful, Sessions replied, "I think so. Perhaps I believe it could qualify for that." Really, you think so? Now, you see, those of you that are longtime listeners of Agenda 21 Radio, and especially over the last couple of years, we have been putting out the big warnings about training camps and so on in the Central America, South America. And a lot of these training camps utilize the techniques and utilize the personnel involving MS-13, many of their techniques. Now, a lot of the MS-13 members are children, and they're deliberately jumped in or put into the gang through a certain process that only MS-13 will use. Well, not only, but others do too. They train these young children, 6 and 7 years old, on how to assassinate a human being, kill them. And then what they do, of course, they're taken away from their parents, they're abducted, or the parents sell their children to MS-13 for just this purpose. Isn't that a sweet deal? Don't you just love the way this works? Jerry Brown apparently likes it. He likes criminal behavior, you know. He's just a smooth criminal, as they might say. But now you have Jeff Sessions stepping up to the plate, which I think is really a cool idea. It's well overdue. Probably 20 years ago, we could have stomped out MS-13 very effectively. But now they've grown into a national problem, as what we experienced and what we talked about on Monday with the four young men that were assassinated by MS-13 in New York. Islip, New York, remember that? Oh, some of the details I didn't talk about on the radio about how these individuals were assassinated by MS-13, I'm thinking, should I share that with you? Well, let's just say this way, that some of the people that were of the victims were found in small parts. These people don't play, ladies and gentlemen, and they were kids who did this. You see, MS-13 kids grow up to be killers, big-time killers, and they work for the MS-13 gangs and the cartels as assassins, starting as children. So you're walking down the street, and all of a sudden, a little 7-year-old walks up to your friend and pops him in the head with a .22 or, you know, a .38 special. Guess what? The MS-13's here. And it's nationwide now, thanks to President Barack Hussein Obama and his friends. And boy, does he have many friends in Central America who promote MS-13 and other gang activities. This is the problem with the open borders situation, ladies and gentlemen. It is an invasion, and guess what? The invaders are here. The tip of the spear of the invasion is MS-13. But then you have, backing them up, all the other radicalized Muslims that are here to do us harm. Fresno, anyone? Fresno, California, yesterday? At random, a Muslim extremist, a radical Islamic terrorist, gunned down 4 people. And what was he shouting? Praise to God in Arabic. We don't have a problem here. No. We've got multiple problems here. We don't have a, we've got many. And MS-13 is part of it. So I guess there should be no hesitation if you're thinking that radical Islamic terrorism is a terrorist organization. Of course, anybody can be that part of that, right? If you're a Muslim who believes in Sharia law and all the other details that go along with it, and you support ISIS, and you support Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, you're a terrorist, and you need to be treated like that. Or MS-13, you need to be treated like, or like any of the cartels. I mean, we are so naive in this country about the behavior of gangs south of the border that are now north of the border. Chicago, anybody? What's going on in Chicago? It is a gangster free-for-all sponsored by what? Mostly Central and South American and Mexican gangs. It's a free-for-all. And oh, by the way, don't you just love the way the left wants to disarm everybody in Chicago that's a legal, lawful person, yet the gangsters can have, well, they can have AK-47s or anything they want. You see, they want to disarm you, ladies and gentlemen. That's why the Second Amendment needs to stay strong in California. Gee, I wonder why they want to disarm Californians. Take away your guns. Why do they want to do that? Oh, I know. So that MS-13 can have them. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993. To
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes and author will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
One, zero.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Opens to defeat the massive criminal enterprise known as MS-13. Today, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, blamed a nearly open southern border for the gang's rise and says that defeating them will be a top priority for his Department of Justice. The president chimed in, tweeting this: the weak illegal immigration policies of the Obama administration allowed bad MS-13 gangs to form in cities across the U.S. We are removing them fast. So what is the plan to beat MS-13, which is estimated to have 10,000 members in the United States? The Attorney General of the United States joins us now. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you, Tucker. Good to
be with you. So to what extent are the immigration policies of the last couple of presidential terms tied to the rise of MS-13?
There's no doubt that it had an impact, because so many of these people are illegally here, and they came without proper authority, and with a good lawful border, many of them would not be here. They've sent some of the most violent people who would never have cleared a proper visa situation, a visa process. They had crimes they've committed in El Salvador. So, yes, I don't think there's any doubt that the open border, the lawlessness that we've had, is a factor in the rise of this MS-13.
So some of them, we know, came here as unaccompanied minors illegally and were allowed to stay. Under the former policies, do you know, if an unaccompanied minor was found to have ties to MS-13, would he have been immediately deported or allowed to stay?
No, I think the the undocumented people who came were sent here by their leaders back in El Salvador, many of them operating from jail where they're serving murder convictions and those kind of things. So they were directed how to enter if they came and claimed themselves as a minor.
Yeah.
The Obama administration let them come in the country, then took them to their destination city and turned them over to some relative that claimed to be a relative. So they had a mechanism to enter the country. Now, they've been here, a number of them have, for a number of years, but in the mid-80s and up to mid-90s, really 2000, about 2009, we had some real progress against them. The numbers dropped. The violence was on the defensive, but they've come back aggressively in the recent years.
So there are cases documented of MS-13 members bragging about exploiting our permissive immigration laws. How will you change the policies to keep them out?
Well, first, we're going to secure the border. We're going to build a wall. We're going to add more agents on the border.
Yeah.
The numbers have already dropped dramatically. We had March was the lowest entrance of illegal immigrants in 17 years in this country, and that's Donald Trump's leadership. He is determined to do that and end this lawlessness. We're backing him up. The Homeland Security Department is really working hard, and we're going to continue on that. And so the numbers are down. So when fewer enter, our Border Patrol have a much better chance of catching those who do, identifying those who are violent, and deporting them.
Here's what I don't understand. That seems like a pretty obvious solution that any country acting in its own interest would do. Why hasn't that been done? Why, if we knew these people were coming from El Salvador and joining a criminal enterprise like this that killed people, why would we allow that?
We just simply have been in denial about this whole process. We are having a lot of people come to the country who are not dangerous illegally.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are, and these groups are, and there's been such a political defense of the entire process, a defense and attack of anybody who wants to end the lawlessness. What we want to say to the world is, please come lawfully.
Yes.
Wait your term, make your application, and it'll be evaluated. And if you're accepted, come. But don't come illegally. That's what the American people have a right to expect their government to do. And in the process, we can protect them from some of the violent criminals and terrorists that are coming in.
So the government of El Salvador has designated MS-13 a terror organization. Would it be helpful for our government to do the same?
I think so, perhaps. I believe it could qualify for that. There are rules that I guess the State Department does to establish that.
Let me kind of chime in here. Because, first of all, he's making several points that I've made, and I've made for years, of course. Now, it's 2017. Get the chronology, the timeline, the 70s, the 80s, and 90s. And then we really had a pretty good handle on it in the 2000s. We're starting to really turn the tide big time. All around, actually, in my opinion, law enforcement was really congealing. There were a lot of good things that were happening, and I'm going to say this. Good things in terms of law enforcement protecting the citizenry from the thugs. There was a clear and present danger, and it was being effective. School people were getting on board. That denial in a lot of places was going away. But now they want lawlessness. We started to see the pendulum start to swing in California, really in 2010, and the run-up to Jerry Brown becoming governor. And by the way, before he was governor this time, he was... Guess what? Attorney General. Occupied now by who in California? Javier Becerra. And now New York, other parts of the country, are being affected by policies that were starting to come in slowly and creeping in by way of people like Jerry Brown and this Democratic monoparty that we've had here in California. Relaxing a lot of the laws and wanting to create lawlessness. And I can give you account after account after account of circumstances going all the way down to the school discipline level in which they were trying to foster in laws that were conducive to gang behavior and being stopped and stymied in the legislature, by the way, even by Democrats who saw the futility and the foolishness of some of the stuff that was being proposed by, guess who? The La Raza folks. The Villaraigosas, Antonio Villaraigosa, he tried to implement many different types of things in the legislature that would have brought about lawlessness quicker. But now Jerry Brown's here, and the rest of the nation is suffering for it. We need to definitely get on board with this whole notion of no more denial here. We have serious gang problems. A serious gang problem. And that gang problem needs to be designated as a terrorist organization. Especially because, guess what? They're getting training from outside the country. I wonder what religion drives them. And it's not Islam. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And of course, this show is going to be up on Podbean, our podcaster, and also on YouTube. You will be able to find this and a lot of other shows coming up on YouTube. And I'll tell you, this is a very important thing that's happened here with Jeff Sessions and the government thinking about, well, we're going to take and make MS-13 a terrorist group. A whole different set of circumstances will befall these people. And they're thinking about packing up and leaving America. We know that, but we have to drive them out. These people are internal terrorists who are going to kill your children. Raping, abducting. They are way big into, well, the big thing with cartels and MS-13 and these folks, marijuana. Absolutely. Oh, medical marijuana. Right. The big ruse, medical marijuana. All to feed the cartels and their lust for money. HSBC, anybody? The connection with cartels, MS-13, medical marijuana, California marijuana relaxation, of course. And then Jerry Brown coming along and getting rid of certain departments in the Department of Justice when he becomes governor. It's all part of that plan, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think Jerry Brown fears Jeff Sessions and his proctologists that are in the Capitol right now? Kind of obvious, isn't it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And guess what? The Liberty Tour is here. Want to learn more about MS-13 and others? Go to the website and click on the icon, Liberty Tour. Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.